crucified with him, one on the right hand and one on the left. The 44th verse goes on to say, and the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. Luke states it this way in 23, verse 39. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? If we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due rewards for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, truly, I say unto you, today you will be with me in paradise. So this guy, this thief on the cross, if you will, has been the subject of many theological discussions and debates. I believe most of you have a biblical understanding about him, and so for brevity's sake, we are not going to get into all of that at this time. We'll save those talks for another time. But I just want you to imagine this man for just a few moments, if you will. Imagine his first day in heaven. He's standing there, and maybe an angel or someone comes up to him and says, what are you doing here? Now, he was, just a short time before this, he was cursing Christ with his friends. Of course, he makes a change. And they say, what are you doing here? He says, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, I don't know. He didn't know. Think about this. He didn't know about faith and baptism, Bible study and church attendance. He didn't know about justification and sanctification and reconciliation. So what are you doing here? I don't know. The only answer he could really give was this. Well, the man on the middle cross said I could come. When we enter into heaven, we talked about being heavenward bound. When we enter heaven, we're not going to be there to brag. None of our answers why we are there dare be or can be in the first person. Because I believe, because I obey, because I did this, because I did that. Our answers must always be in the third person because of him. Because the man on the middle cross said I could come. One of my favorite songs right now is Rhett Walker's song, The Man on the Middle Cross. If you're not familiar with it, the lyrics go like this. I heard a preacher talking about three wooden crosses upon a hill for everyone to see. Two sinners on the outside couldn't save themselves if they tried. All I could think is, man, that sounds like me. I've been the one on the left, full of guilt and regret, long gone on the wrong side of living. I've been the one on the right, always looking for a fight, thinking I could never be forgiven. I'm standing here today, overwhelmed by grace, because I know who paid my cost. Thank God for the man on the middle cross. He didn't have to do it, but for me, he went through it. A love like that, I'll never understand. Lord knows I don't deserve it, and I know I couldn't earn it. Let mercy rain down on this desperate man. I thank God for the man on the middle cross. Father, we come before you, not because of who we are, but Father, because of what Jesus has done. And Father, when we examine ourselves this time, it becomes difficult to find value within ourselves. But Father, we understand because of Christ's actions, because of his love, because of his suffering, because of his endurance of the cross, because of his burial, because of his resurrection. Father, we have value through him. And so we come today to remember him. As we partake of these emblems, may we remember the body that was hung upon that cross, so beaten and abused, bloodied. As we partake of the cup, may we remember the blood that was shed, Father, to redeem us back to you. Father, we come today to thank you for the man that was on the middle cross, for the man that was in the tomb, for the one who is at your right hand right now. Father, we want to glorify him and glorify you in all that we do. We pray these things in Jesus' name.